This is Digging Deeper for Daf Yud Beis. The Gemara on the beginning of Yud Beis Amud Aleph mentions about the case of Atluza Shel Aza. What the halachic status of Atluza Shel Aza? Is it considered Toch or Chutza Leir? And they said, well, what about, have you gone to Tzur? In the city of Tzur, they have Jews and idolaters living side by side, and their sofes shtei kederos al gabe kira achas v'lochashu lehem chachamim. They have their treif pot next to the kosher cholent pot, and they're both being heated up at the same time, and the chachamim weren't concerned. What weren't they concerned about? We're going to focus on the idea of the first statement by Abaye. Amar Abaye mishum basar nevela. Lo amrina dilma mahadar ape Yisrael achore, v'shadi ovid kochavim nevela b'kedera. That we're not concerned that maybe the Jew would turn his face away for a moment, and in that moment, the idolater would switch meats. He would grab a piece of the kosher meat and put it in his pot, and take a piece of the non-kosher meat and put it in the other pot. We're not concerned about that. And Tosos explains or elaborates on this concept and says that as a general rule, and this is Tosfos v'Shadi, as a general rule, aval b'chinam kedei lahachshel es Yisrael lo chashinan afilo holech l'merachok. We're not concerned that an idolater or a non-Jew is going to cause a Jew to stumble or be machshel them for no reason. They're not going to do it lahaches. Rather, they would only do something like that. They would only be machshel Yisrael if there's something that they're getting benefit, some real benefit, some tangible benefit from. But if they're not receiving any tangible benefit, they're not going to do something like that. And therefore, Tosfos writes at the end of that Dibur Maskal V'Shadi, Umehai Taima, Shafkinan b'chol yom kederos shalanu l'shif choseinu. Based on this, says Tosfos, every day we leave our pots with our maidservants who are ovdos kochavim, who are not Jewish. V'lochashinan dil mehetila isra b'tocho. And we're never concerned that they're putting something non-kosher in our food. There's no reason to assume it, unless there's some tangible benefit that they receive from doing it, which there isn't. There's no reason to be concerned that lahachis, someone is going to be machshel a Yisrael. The Rush also writes this same idea, but he does add on one little point. He says, "Uliyare shamayim nachon lahachmir," that a Yare Shemayim should be a little more machmir, and should be more concerned that something was placed there that wasn't okay, and therefore, since there should be that concern, make sure to have better supervision. Maybe have a Yotze V'Nichnas, or maybe have a full-time Hashgacha over the food, but only for a Yare Shemayim, it's all a Chumrah. But Me'ikar HaDin, there's nothing to be concerned about. The Rashba in the Tshuva is a little more machmir. He says, l'chadchila, you should be machmir, but b'diyevet, it's okay. So that's a different level. That's perhaps a little more machmir than the Rush, and certainly more than Tosfos. The Rush wasn't saying, l'chadchila, b'diyevet. He was just saying, l'chadchila, you don't have to, but if you're a Yari Shemayim, and me machmir, that's fine. Then you should take it another level. But the Rashba seems to be more machmir. L'chadchila, you should be concerned about an idolater or a non-Jew placing something non-kosher in your food when you're not looking. Which then leads us to the following question. If you order a pizza from a pizza shop and you're asking it to be delivered to your home, is there a reason to be concerned that the delivery man, who may not be Jewish, will deliver you a pizza which is not kosher? Maybe he'll be machlif, maybe he'll switch out the pizza that you purchased from the kosher pizza shop, and it'll replace it with the pizza from Pizza Hut or some other non-kosher pizza place. Well, if we follow Shitas Tosfos, we're certainly not concerned about that, because again, there's no benefit that the non-Jew is receiving for doing such a thing. Now again, according to the Shita Sarashba, you should be lichatchila, we should be machmir. But if you take a look in Tosfos, and not Tosfos, in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Simin Kufyud Ches Sifyud, the end of the Sif, the Shulchan Aruch writes, talking about this idea of being machlif, is there a concern that someone's going to switch, someone who's not Jewish is going to switch the food on you? V'im eino nehne b'chalipin, mutter b'chol inyan, d'lo chayshinan, sheme hichlif l'hachshilo, kivan she'ein lo hana b'davar. Shulchan Aruch is very clear, paskins like Shita Satosos, that if you're not going to receive any benefit from the chalipin, from the switch, if the non-Jew doesn't receive any benefit, then there's no reason to be concerned that you're going to get the wrong item. So if you order pizza from a pizza shop, and the delivery man hands it to you, who's not Jewish, you have no reason to be concerned that he switched out or she switched out for something which is not kosher. However, the Maharit, the late 16th century, early 17th century Posek, who was in Tzfat and in Constantinople, he argues with all the Rishonim, and he proves, or he tries to prove, that this din of Chalipin is something that we are concerned about, no matter what. Bechol Inyan, we're concerned about Chalipin. And therefore, we have to be careful, even if there's no Hana that the person is receiving. Af She'ein Lo To'elus Bechiluf, even if the non-Jew is not receiving any benefit from switching, Nira She'yesh Lacho She'achlif B'shalo, we have to be concerned that he may have switched it anyway. And he goes on to bring proofs from Demai and other places to support his opinion. And if you follow the Maharit, then we're in trouble. We always have to be concerned. Then we need to have, if that's the case, we need to have some type of chosamos. We need to have some signs on our pizza box. We'll have to have labels to make sure that it wasn't tampered with, so we can, and only then could we assume that the food is the same food that we purchased from the pizza shop, which is kosher. However, the Pri Chadash in Kuf Yud Ches, long Pri Chadash, refutes the long Maharit, and he argues that no, the Maharit is incorrect, and the halacha seems to be, the Pri Chadash seems to indicate, just like Shitas Tosvos, that there really is no concern. Those are his final words. Haklal ha'ola de la'olam lo chayshinan shehagoy mechavin lahach shel Yisrael af bedever she'ein lo shum toreach. Even if there's no tircha to make the switch, there's no reason to be concerned about it. Ela la'olam mechavin lahanaso imat v'imharbe. The only problem is that if there's any tangible benefit for the non-Jew, even if it's a small benefit, but as long as there's a benefit, that's a reason for concern. The chayin mashmos haposkim udelo kamaharitzal. So it's not like the Maharit. So what then emerges again is that we have no concern that if we order an item from a pizza shop or another place and someone who delivers it to us is not Jewish, there's no reason to be concerned that we're not receiving the item with the kosher item. However, that's not our practice. Practice in our time where we're machmir. Machmir, let's say, like Shitas, like the Rashba, the Lechadchila are always machmir. So when you go to a pizza shop, you go on an airplane, you order out food delivered somewhere else, you're always going to have, from a kosher restaurant, there's always an expectation that there's going to be labels on it. There'll be simanim, there'll be a chosam, there'll be a seal on it, that this came from the Jewish restaurant, and then we're not concerned about tampering because the tape or the tie, you know, the string was around it to make sure that it has a siman to show that this is where it came from. And that is how l'chadchila we paskin, but, or we practice, we're nohig. But b'di'eved, certainly we can rely on Shitas Tosvos, which is Shulchan Aruch's Shita, that as long as there's no hana'a to switch it, as long as the non-Jew is not receiving any hana'a by switching it, there's no reason to be concerned that it'll be switched, and we can therefore assume that the food is kosher.